The culture of the copy, striking likenesses, unreasonable facsimiles. By Hillel Schwartz. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The culture of the copy, striking likenesses, unreasonable facsimiles by Hillel Schwartz is a book that examines the history and implications of copying in the modern world. Schwartz argues that copying has become an integral part of our culture, and that it has had a profound effect on our lives. He looks at the history of copying, from the invention of the printing press to the rise of digital technology, and examines the implications of this technology for our culture. He also looks at the ethical implications of copying, and how it has changed our understanding of originality and creativity. Schwartz begins by looking at the history of copying, from the invention of the printing press to the rise of digital technology. He argues that the invention of the printing press was a major turning point in the history of copying, as it allowed for the mass production of copies of books and other documents. He then looks at the implications of this technology for our culture, and how it has changed our understanding of originality and creativity. He argues that the rise of digital technology has made it easier to copy and distribute information, and that this has had a profound effect on our culture. Schwartz then examines the ethical implications of copying, and how it has changed our understanding of originality and creativity. He argues that the rise of digital technology has made it easier to copy and distribute information, and that this has had a profound effect on our culture. He argues that the rise of digital technology has made it easier to copy and distribute information, and that this has had a profound effect on our understanding of originality and creativity. He argues that the rise of digital technology has made it easier to copy and distribute information, and that this has had a profound effect on our understanding of originality and creativity. Finally, Schwartz looks at the implications of copying for our culture, and how it has changed our understanding of originality and creativity. He argues that the rise of digital technology has made it easier to copy and distribute information, and that this has had a profound effect on our understanding of originality and creativity. He argues that the rise of digital technology has made it easier to copy and distribute information, and that this has had a profound effect on our understanding of originality and creativity. He argues that the rise of digital technology has made it easier to copy and distribute information, and that this has had a profound effect on our understanding of originality and creativity. The culture of the copy, striking likenesses, unreasonable facsimiles by Hillel Schwartz is an important book that examines the history and implications of copying in the modern world. Schwartz argues that copying has become an integral part of our culture, and that it has had a profound effect on our lives. He looks at the history of copying, from the invention of the printing press to the rise of digital technology, and examines the implications of this technology for our culture. He also looks at the ethical implications of copying, and how it has changed our understanding of originality and creativity. This book is an important contribution to the study of copying and its implications for our culture. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The concept of copying has been around for centuries and has been used to create art, literature, and other forms of expression. Idea summary: the culture of the copy examines the history of copying, from its earliest uses in art and literature to its modern applications in technology and culture. The concept of copying has been around for centuries and has been used to create art, literature, and other forms of expression. The culture of the copy by Hillel Schwartz examines the history of copying, from its earliest uses in art and literature to its modern applications in technology and culture. The book looks at how copying has been used to create works of art, literature, and other forms of expression, and how it has been used to create new forms of expression. It also looks at the ethical implications of copying, and how it has been used to create new forms of intellectual property. Finally, the book looks at how copying has been used to create new forms of communication, and how it has been used to create new forms of culture. The culture of the copy looks at the history of copying and how it has been used to create works of art, literature, and other forms of expression. It examines the ethical implications of copying, and how it has been used to create new forms of intellectual property. It also looks at how copying has been used to create new forms of communication, and how it has been used to create new forms of culture. The book looks at the implications of copying for the future of culture, and how it can be used to create new forms of expression. Finally, the book looks at the implications of copying for the future of technology, and how it can be used to create new forms of communication. Main idea number 2. Copying has been used to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing power structures. Idea summary: the culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing power structures, from the printing press to the internet. The culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing power structures. From the invention of the printing press to the rise of the internet, copying has been a powerful tool for creating and disseminating ideas. It has allowed for the spread of knowledge and the creation of new forms of expression, while also challenging existing power structures. The book looks at how copying has been used to create new forms of art, literature, and music, as well as to challenge existing copyright laws and intellectual property rights. It also examines how copying has been used to create new forms of activism and to challenge existing social and political structures. Ultimately, the culture of the copy provides an in-depth look at how copying has been used to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing power structures. Main idea number 3. Copying has been used to create new forms of identity and to challenge existing notions of authenticity. Idea summary: the culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of identity and to challenge existing notions of authenticity, from the use of masks to the proliferation of digital images. The Culture of the Copy by Hillel Schwartz examines how copying has been used to create new forms of identity and to challenge existing notions of authenticity. From the use of masks in ancient cultures to the proliferation of digital images in the modern world, Schwartz argues that copying has been a powerful tool for individuals to express themselves and to challenge the status quo. He examines how the act of copying has been used to create new forms of identity, to challenge existing notions of authenticity, and to explore the boundaries between the original and the copy. He also looks at how the act of copying has been used to create new forms of art, to explore the relationship between the original and the copy, and to challenge the idea of what is considered to be authentic. By examining the history of copying, Schwartz provides an insightful look into how copying has been used to create new forms of identity and to challenge existing notions of authenticity. Schwartz also looks at how the act of copying has been used to create new forms of art. He examines how the act of copying has been used to explore the relationship between the original and the copy, and to challenge the idea of what is considered to be authentic. He looks at how the act of copying has been used to create new forms of art, to explore the relationship between the original and the copy, and to challenge the idea of what is considered to be authentic. He also looks at how the act of copying has been used to create new forms of identity, to challenge existing notions of authenticity, and to explore the boundaries between the original and the copy. The Culture of the Copy provides an insightful look into how copying has been used to create new forms of identity and to challenge existing notions of authenticity. By examining the history of copying, Schwartz provides an in-depth look into how the act of copying has been used to create new forms of art, to explore the relationship between the original and the copy, and to challenge the idea of what is considered to be authentic. He also looks at how the act of copying has been used to create new forms of identity, to challenge existing notions of authenticity, and to explore the boundaries between the original and the copy. Main idea number 4. Copying has been used to create new forms of knowledge and to challenge existing systems of knowledge production. Idea summary: the culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of knowledge and to challenge existing systems of knowledge production, from the use of libraries to the emergence of open-source software. The Culture of the Copy by Hillel Schwartz examines how copying has been used to create new forms of knowledge and to challenge existing systems of knowledge production. Schwartz looks at the use of libraries, which have been used to store and share knowledge for centuries, and how the emergence of open-source software has allowed for the sharing of knowledge in a new way. He also looks at the ways in which copying has been used to challenge existing systems of knowledge production, such as the use of copyright laws to protect intellectual property. Finally, Schwartz looks at the implications of copying for the future of knowledge production, and how it can be used to create new forms of knowledge and to challenge existing systems. Schwartz argues that copying has been used to create new forms of knowledge and to challenge existing systems of knowledge production. He looks at the ways in which copying has been used to challenge existing systems, such as the use of copyright laws to protect intellectual property, and how open-source software has allowed for the sharing of knowledge in a new way. He also looks at the implications of copying for the future of knowledge production, and how it can be used to create new forms of knowledge and to challenge existing systems. The Culture of the Copy is an important book for anyone interested in the history and implications of copying for knowledge production. It provides an in-depth look at the ways in which copying has been used to create new forms of knowledge and to challenge existing systems of knowledge production. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the history and implications of copying for knowledge production. Main idea number 5. Copying has been used to create new forms of communication and to challenge existing systems of communication. Idea summary: The Culture of the Copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of communication and to challenge existing systems of communication, from the use of the telegraph to the development of the Internet. The Culture of the Copy by Hillel Schwartz examines how copying has been used to create new forms of communication and to challenge existing systems of communication. From the invention of the telegraph to the development of the Internet, copying has been a powerful tool for creating new forms of communication and for challenging existing systems. Schwartz argues that copying has been a major force in the development of communication technology, and that it has been used to create new forms of expression, to challenge existing power structures, and to create new ways of understanding the world. He also examines how copying has been used to create new forms of art, to challenge existing copyright laws, and to create new forms of identity. By looking at the history of copying, Schwartz provides an insightful look into the power of copying and its role in the development of communication technology. Schwartz also looks at the ethical implications of copying, and how it has been used to challenge existing power structures. He argues that copying has been used to create new forms of expression, to challenge existing copyright laws, and to create new forms of identity. He also examines how copying has been used to create new forms of art, to challenge existing copyright laws, and to create new forms of identity. By looking at the history of copying, Schwartz provides an insightful look into the power of copying and its role in the development of communication technology. The Culture of the Copy is an important book for anyone interested in the history of communication technology and its implications for the present. It provides an insightful look into the power of copying and its role in the development of communication technology, and it examines the ethical implications of copying and how it has been used to challenge existing power structures. By looking at the history of copying, Schwartz provides an insightful look into the power of copying and its role in the development of communication technology. Main idea number 6. Copying has been used to create new forms of art and to challenge existing notions of art. Idea summary: The Culture of the Copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of art and to challenge existing notions of art, from the use of photography to the emergence of digital art. The Culture of the Copy, by Hillel Schwartz, examines how copying has been used to create new forms of art and to challenge existing notions of art. Schwartz argues that the use of copying has been a part of art since the invention of photography, and that it has become increasingly important in the digital age. He looks at how the use of copying has allowed artists to create new forms of art, such as appropriation art, and to challenge existing notions of what constitutes art. He also looks at how the use of copying has allowed artists to create works that are both original and derivative, and how it has allowed them to explore the boundaries between the two. Finally, he looks at how the use of copying has allowed artists to create works that are both personal and collective, and how it has allowed them to explore the relationship between the individual and the collective. In doing so, Schwartz provides an insightful look into the culture of the copy and its impact on art. Main idea number 7. Copying has been used to create new forms of commerce and to challenge existing systems of commerce. Idea summary: the culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of commerce and to challenge existing systems of commerce, from the use of the printing press to the development of the internet. The culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of commerce and to challenge existing systems of commerce. From the invention of the printing press to the development of the internet, copying has been a powerful tool for creating new economic opportunities and disrupting existing systems. The book looks at how copying has been used to create new markets, to challenge existing power structures, and to create new forms of expression. It also examines the legal and ethical implications of copying, and how it has been used to both protect and undermine intellectual property rights. The book also looks at the impact of copying on the creative process, and how it has been used to both facilitate and limit creativity. Finally, it looks at the implications of copying for the future of commerce and culture. Main idea number 8. Copying has been used to create new forms of entertainment and to challenge existing systems of entertainment. Idea summary: the culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of entertainment and to challenge existing systems of entertainment, from the use of the phonograph to the emergence of streaming media. The Culture of the Copy, by Hillel Schwartz, examines how copying has been used to create new forms of entertainment and to challenge existing systems of entertainment. The book looks at the history of copying, from the use of the phonograph to the emergence of streaming media, and how it has impacted the entertainment industry. It also looks at the legal implications of copying, such as copyright law, and how it has been used to protect intellectual property. Additionally, the book looks at the ethical implications of copying, such as the idea of plagiarism, and how it has been used to challenge existing systems of entertainment. Finally, the book looks at the cultural implications of copying, such as the idea of remixing, and how it has been used to create new forms of entertainment. The Culture of the Copy provides an in-depth look at the history, legal, ethical, and cultural implications of copying. It examines how copying has been used to create new forms of entertainment and to challenge existing systems of entertainment. It looks at the legal implications of copying, such as copyright law, and how it has been used to protect intellectual property. Additionally, it looks at the ethical implications of copying, such as the idea of plagiarism, and how it has been used to challenge existing systems of entertainment. Finally, it looks at the cultural implications of copying, such as the idea of remixing, and how it has been used to create new forms of entertainment. Main idea number 9. Copying has been used to create new forms of education and to challenge existing systems of education. Idea summary: the culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of education and to challenge existing systems of education, from the use of the printing press to the development of online learning. The Culture of the Copy by Hillel Schwartz examines how copying has been used to create new forms of education and to challenge existing systems of education. The book looks at the history of copying, from the invention of the printing press to the development of online learning. It explores how copying has been used to spread knowledge, to challenge authority, and to create new forms of education. It also looks at the ethical implications of copying, and how it has been used to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing systems of education. The book looks at how copying has been used to challenge existing systems of education, from the use of the printing press to the development of online learning. It examines how copying has been used to spread knowledge, to challenge authority, and to create new forms of education. It also looks at the ethical implications of copying, and how it has been used to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing systems of education. The Culture of the Copy also looks at the impact of copying on the education system. It examines how copying has been used to challenge existing systems of education, from the use of the printing press to the development of online learning. It looks at how copying has been used to spread knowledge, to challenge authority, and to create new forms of education. It also looks at the ethical implications of copying, and how it has been used to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing systems of education. Main idea number 10. Copying has been used to create new forms of activism and to challenge existing systems of power. Idea summary: The culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of activism and to challenge existing systems of power, from the use of pamphlets to the emergence of social media. The culture of the copy examines how copying has been used to create new forms of activism and to challenge existing systems of power. From the use of pamphlets to the emergence of social media, copying has been a powerful tool for activists to spread their message and to challenge the status quo. Copying has allowed activists to bypass traditional forms of communication and to reach a wider audience. It has also enabled activists to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing systems of power. For example, the use of photocopied pamphlets to spread information about civil rights and other social justice issues has been a powerful tool for activists to challenge oppressive systems. Similarly, the emergence of social media has allowed activists to share their message with a global audience and to challenge existing power structures. The culture of the copy also examines how copying has been used to create new forms of art and to challenge existing systems of copyright. From the use of sampling in music to the emergence of digital art, copying has been a powerful tool for artists to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing systems of copyright. Copying has allowed artists to bypass traditional forms of copyright and to create new forms of expression. It has also enabled artists to challenge existing systems of copyright and to create new forms of art. For example, the use of sampling in music has allowed artists to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing systems of copyright. Similarly, the emergence of digital art has allowed artists to create new forms of expression and to challenge existing systems of copyright.